I have read the report, I take it seriously, and I shall keep its lessons well in mind.
Those words from anchor Dan Rather in a memo sent yesterday to the CBS News staff. It was Rather's first public reaction to this week's independent report on his flawed story about President Bush's military record. The report says that myopic zeal led CBS to disregard basic journalism practices.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr worked with Rather at CBS, and he has been watching the situation there closely.
In the annals of journalistic deception, the New York Times had its Jason Blair, USA Today had its Jack Kelly, the New Republic had its Stephen Glass. And now CBS has its who? Dan Rather? Because he's the show window of this media department store? In discussing this case for the first time on the air, let me stipulate what hardly needs stipulating, that I worked for CBS for 23 years and left amid some spirited differences with management. An independent panel found considerable and fundamental deficiencies in a 60 Minutes report alleging that President Bush had received favor treatment in the Texas National Guard. CBS ousted 4 high-ranking personnel. Dan Rather, who had previously announced his retirement in March, was faulted for over-enthusiasm in defending a report based on possibly forged documents. However badly it turned out, I commend Rather's reflex of standing up for his troops as his initial response. It reminded me of an episode from Watergate days. The biggest story that Woodward and Bernstein had dug up to that point was a report that Hugh Sloan, treasurer of the Nixon campaign committee, had testified before a grand jury that the White House Chief of Staff, H.R. Haldeman, controlled a slush fund that financed Watergate. I managed to reach Sloan, who through his attorney denied giving any such testimony. I called post-editor Benjamin Bradley for comment. He sounded a little shaken as he said, "We stand by our story." The story turned out to be basically correct. Sloan was scheduled to go before the grand jury, but had not yet done so. Bradley and the Post had to take a lot of flack from the White House and elsewhere before its Haldeman story was vindicated. It was in that tradition, it seems to me, that Rather, with little knowledge of the National Guard story, initially supported producer Mary Mapes. Her credibility seemed high because she had broken the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse story. There is no doubt that competitive zeal led CBS to become the victim of a hoax and to stick with it too long for a group who pride themselves on their professionalism. But in my mind, Rather's role was minimal, and he was well motivated in sticking with his troops. And if he now seems like the center of the furor over CBS, it's because that is the price of stardom. This is Daniel Schorr.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.